Coast 93.1 playing summer songs all morning. We don't officially kick off the summer on the coast until 5 p.m., but we don't want to be left out of the fun.
No way.
So we're playing summer songs this morning. Speaking of summer, I'm wearing shorts today, and I just go in the kitchen, and one of our engineers, Mike, goes, "Oh, are those your unisex fat face shorts?" And I said, "Thank you for calling them unisex," because they were in the women's section.
Yeah, because I own them too.
Now, these are actually cutoff pants.
Okay.
But even I went to the store that's downtown in the Old Port, and we bought the same shorts.
Yeah.
Different sizes, I think. I don't remember
we
that.
Bought them the same, but then I had to go back quietly and say, you know what, I really
need it. We did buy the same size that day.
I was determined, remember?
Oh, right.
And then
right.
I realized when I got
home.
You
turned blue.
Yeah. Cut off blood
so
circulation.
Stubborn, right,
yeah,
right.
So it was like,
well,
you
but
know
it
what?
Here's the thing. It's not at all insulting that I would wear the same size or wear a smaller size because men have narrower hips than women. That's just the way we're built, you know?
Okay.
Come on, just go along with it. I'm really trying.
You are. All right, we'll go with that. Thank you. All right. Thank you for that.
No. So I was going into the kitchen because I was trying to find the new Oakhurst milk that they dropped off a bunch of samples. Talk about like a sign of the summer. You know, blueberries, a big summer flavor around here.
Right.
You see all the wild blueberry stands and everything. Or maybe you actually rake blueberries or used to when you were a kid.
Oh, I never heard that term.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah. Kyle did that for a while when he was a little kid.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Oakhurst is doing blueberry milk. It's their first time ever doing blueberry flavored milk. And they came and they brought a bunch of samples, and I don't know where mine is.
Oh, have they disappeared? Have they absconded?
I wonder. Have they?
I know. Not me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Whenever there's a food theft, you are suspect number 1A.
I know, and that's not right because it's like...
It's 100% right.
No.
That's based on historical evidence.
Right. But you can't always go to that well because one time, you know, it's not fair. It's like I've already...
It's not a well. It's a consistent... Every time there's missing food, you're the one who took it.
That has not always been proven.
100%. Like, I'm more sure that you steal food than that the earth is a sphere. Well, can we get back to the milk? So Oakhurst is doing this just for the summer. It's a limited time thing, but they brought us samples, and I don't understand why you took my sample.
Well, if you want to try them, I got a guy.
What do you mean you got a guy?
I got a guy that now has a nice little stock of the milk.
In the building?
Maybe.
Who you gave my sample to?
Maybe. How much
money? In exchange for what? I know it's not sexual favors.
I remember I told you I need my storm windows open. They're all open now.
You took the free samples for everybody? See, I knew it was you. I would see what I mean. Again, the record maintains 100%. You stole my free Oakhurst milk sample to use as bargaining value.
Well, on the open market, it went, you know, it was exciting.
Okay, so you owe me a bottle of milk.
All right.
Or a carton or whatever they put it in. I wouldn't know because I haven't seen it.